This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Mastina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Mastina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And I do so much. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And you need to be spending that time with us. Right? Say yes. Always a pleasure, like I said. All right. I'm going to talk a little bit about whether the California... Will California vote for law and order? Some of you go, huh, what's he talking about? Well, Nathan Holcomb is running for the Attorney General for the state of California. He's a solid conservative Republican. He's born and raised in California. When you look at everything that's going on around here, what's being prosecuted, not being prosecuted, somebody needs to step up and do something, say something, make changes, if you would. The current AG is not going to do that. Not going to happen. Matter of fact, most of the AG, or the AG and most of the DAs in the state of California don't really care about crime. They have a real issue with the fact that they don't want to do anything about it. They believe that no bail is helping to make crime rise. They don't want to do anything with it. And those of you who become total ideologues where you vote Democrat no matter what, you're part of this problem. You're part of the reason the crime's on the rise. I'm not even saying you have to vote Republican. You may have a no-party, decline the state party, an independent or whatever. Vote for the law and order guy. The reason the two-party system can't be blown up, can't go away, is because too many of you vote party. Strictly party, end of discussion party. Look, a sheriff here in California, in Los Angeles... He is a lifelong Democrat. Okay? He doesn't sound like today's Democrat. He's a law and order kind of guy. He doesn't like what's happening. And he's even said on several occasions, I'm not going to hold a Democrat rule. I'm going to hold a rule of law. That's what we want, isn't it? I mean, seriously. Look, people join these, originally they joined these clubs, if you would. Oh, that's not good. They joined these clubs, if you would, because they lined up with their principles. And you just saw what happened with Tulsi Gabbard. She said they don't have principles anymore. She's done with them. The party has left her for all intents and purposes. Right? So... This proves, and listen, we have the same problem on the right, not to the degree they do, but we have the same problem. We have to vote Republican no matter what. Well, I don't. I voted for that sheriff. Twice now. Even though, I didn't want to. I mean, at first, I shouldn't say that. I should say it. This is the second term. I did not vote for him the first time, but I will be voting for him the second time. Because the first time I knew the other sheriff. And when I see what this sheriff has done in the short time he's been in there, I made a mistake. Seriously, I made a mistake. I should have given this guy a shot because he's definitely a law and order guy. And that's when you have to stop and think about who you're voting for and why. I've heard people, I am so tired of the old line. Well, what are you going to do, vote for a Democrat? You know, if you're a Republican and vice versa. Well, yeah, I might do that. If he's better than us, I might do that. I've had several Democrat friends of mine, people that I know and work with and what have you, that have left that party. They didn't become a Republican. I didn't lose sleep over it. They switched parties. They went to like independent because their party was gone. Nowhere to be found. I told you, I talked to some old-time Democrats in my area who said the same thing. They don't know what to do because their party is gone. It no longer exists. And some of the young Democrats go, yeah, it's because they were old. You know, they're old dinosaurs. They don't really know. No, they know how to fight. They know how to fight for their, you know, Xander Gibb, God rest his soul, he passed away, but he was with us every Friday, if you recall. He was my, what do you call himself? He was the queen of all of New York media. So he was a gay talk show host out of New York. And I used to have him on the show on a regular basis. Actually, like I said, every Friday. And he didn't have any nice words to say for the younger gay community. Because he talked about the real fight that they had. The real fight that they had for rights. The real fight that they had to make a change. And how the newer, younger people in the quote-unquote movement were hurting the movement. Because of the way they were approaching things. Now, the new, younger movement, they didn't care. They were going to get their rights, take their rights. They were going to take what they believed to be truth and a discussion. Didn't really care what anybody else thought. What a way to work together, right? Not how it works, though. It's not how you show people or you work alongside people or you strengthen a situation. It doesn't just work that way. And we need to come to realize that, too, in our political speak. I refuse to throw people out of my life just because they're Democrats. I'm not going to do it. A lot of them are probably on the same page 70% of the time. So what does that mean? We're not friends anymore? That's what it means. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Seriously. Will California vote for law and order? Nathan Hogan, he's a candidate for the Attorney General here in California. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Peter, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, which means you have to get informed first. We've been through this discussion before. Don't be one of those people that's running around giving misinformation because you really don't have a clue as to what's going on. Now listen, MyPillow.com, head up to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, great patriot, a great American. And, you know, think about something. He's helped guys like me, helped guys that, you know, we're not the A-plus listers, right? The social media has shut us down, very hard for us to make any money. But Mike is willing to help us out. If you use promo code Joe after going to MyPillow.com, you can pick up pillowcases, sheets, blanket, doggy bed. I couldn't believe it. Got doggy beds. I can't imagine. He's got doggy beds up there. You can save anywhere from 30 to 70%. Just use the promo code Joe. That way you're supporting people in this country. You're supporting people in making product in this country. And you're not waiting for stuff to come in from China. Isn't that what we want? I am Joe Senior, host. Always a pleasure. Nathan Holcomb joins me. He is running for the AG of California. And I was kind of talking with him during the break. And I said, you guys that run, you Republicans, you conservative Republicans that run for state office here in California, it's like walking into the lion's den with no armor and no sword. God bless you. So what kind of law and order are you going to bring? First of all, why did you decide to do this at this point?
Well, I decided to do this. Thank you very much for having me on the show. Because I actually have armor and a sword to go into this race. And let me tell you what the armor and the sword is. For the first time in 20 years, two things have actually happened in 2022 that haven't happened before. The first is that conditions on the ground for safety and security, sadly for California, but advantageously for my campaign, have gotten so bad that it is the crossover issue in this election. Republicans, Democrats, and independents are fed up, they are frustrated, and they are afraid. They're afraid to send their children, their parents out at night, their neighbors. They're looking at violent and street crime exploding on the streets, homelessness at an all-time high. They're looking at fentanyl poisoning is going to kill more Californians than probably COVID. So the conditions on the ground are fertile for people across the political stripes to want to change. And then the Democrats are running their weakest candidate in the last 20 years. They've had Jerry Brown, Kamala Harris, and Javier Becerra. And say what you will about their policies, to actually get to their name recognition in one election cycle is almost impossible. But they're running a guy named Rob Bonta. He's appointed by Gavin Newsom. He never ran for the office. And he has three huge strikes against him. One, he has virtually no statewide name recognition, which is a huge advantage for me as a challenger. Two, and you can believe this, compared to my 30 years of criminal justice experience as a federal prosecutor, a U.S. assistant attorney general, and a defense attorney, Rob Bonta has 0 years of law enforcement experience before he took the job. Zero. And last but not least, Rob Bonta thinks that George Gascon, the L.A. D.A., and Chesa Boudin, the former San Francisco DA, are doing a bang-up job because he's enacted the most pro-criminal agenda in California history. So when you have the great conditions on the ground, great in the sense of ripe for change, meeting the weakest opponent in the last 20 years, that is your armor, that is your sword for a Republican to actually win this race for the first time in that time period.
You know, I got to tell you something, and I do appreciate you stepping up. And I know what it's like myself. My listeners know I've run for office. We've had other people like Mike Garcia on the show, Congressman Mike Garcia, you know, and it was a big push. He took a seat away from a Democrat for the first time in 20 years. And so I see the cracks. I see what's happening out there. When you look at what's happening here in California today, I'm amazed at how Newsom has painted a picture that we're coming out of this, that California is a great place to be. We have a surplus of dollars, never talks about the crime and the crime issues. And when he does, he blames everything on Trump / and the Republicans when they have total control up there. One of my listeners had asked me a question before you came on. Asked me, like as is done in Florida and some other states, can the AG remove a DA from office if they're not upholding the law? Because Gascon has been called out by several judges for not upholding the law.
You know, and here's the answer. While the AG cannot remove a DA in the sense of firing them, as a chief law enforcement officer under the California Constitution, the AG can actually come into any jurisdiction and remove a DA from a case. And I have vowed to the people of Los Angeles, I vowed to Sheriff Villanueva, I'm the only Republican statewide candidate, the Democrat Sheriff Villanueva is supporting. I have vowed to that if I get elected on November 8th and get into office on January 3rd, in the first week, I will bring the 4,000 lawyers of the California Attorney General's office and replace George Gascon on any case in which he refuses to do his job. But I'll tell you the good news. The good news is there was a vote recently of the 800 lawyers that work for George Gascon. Mm-hmm. Those are the deputy district attorneys. They voted 97.8% to support the recall of their boss, which was unprecedented and extraordinary. So I only need to get rid of George Gascon as the impediment and empower the 97.8% of the lawyers of that office who want to do their job to do their job.
Yeah, you know, I've had Jonathan Hatami on this show, and I've got to give him a lot of credit because he put himself out there early. He put himself in harm's way early and challenging and going after Gascon from day one. And, you know, I've gotten to know him very well. And you know, here's a guy that's really willing to take the chance, like you. He's really willing to take the chance. Let's talk a little bit about strategy. I know that Californians as a whole want to be safe. They want to be able to walk the streets at night with their kids, which is almost impossible to do now. In my little community, crime is up 25% from a year ago. And that's because the criminals know that they're going to be in and out of jail in about an hour and a half max. Give me some of your strategy. Tell me what your strategy is to win over those Democrats. Tell me what your strategy is to prove to them that politics will not play in you being the AG.
Certainly. And it's a great question. But let me tell you how I've succeeded in convincing Democrats and independents. I've raised an unprecedented amount of money, $3.5 million today. And guess what? Here's the statistic that no Republican almost can claim. 40% of my money has come from Democrats and independents.
Wow.
And the reason is that I've been fearless to go into crowds of Republicans, Democrats, and independents and give them the same speech. The same speech about safety and security that I'm giving you here on this show. The same speech about the fact that the Democratic opponent has enacted the most pro-criminal agenda. And I prove it. I prove it with his actions, not just his words. And then when people say, well, how is it possible that Democrats and independents can actually rally behind the safety and security message, I point them to San Francisco and Los Angeles. Because on June 7th, the most progressive city recalled its most progressive prosecutor, Chase Boudin, on safety and security issues. And in the 55% against the 45% that voted for his recall, 7/8 of them were Democrats and independents.
Wow.
Then I turned down to L.A. Recall in our
Nathan, I got to ask you to hold it. We're going for commercial break, and nobody's going to hear either one of us if you keep going. Don't go far. A lot more with the candidate for California AG. We'll be back with you. Don't go far.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukraine's foreign minister is calling for sanctions on Tehran after Iranian-made drones reportedly killed several people in the capital city of Kyiv. The minister said sanctions would send a strong message to any country thinking about helping Russia in its war against Ukraine. This as the White House is strongly condemning the attack.
We are going to continue to work with our allies and partners. We will continue to impose costs on Russia, hold them accountable and for its war crimes.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, Ukraine claims at least four people in an apartment building were killed. Federal officials say more than 1,000 fake driver's licenses were seized at an airport in Louisville. Authorities found nearly 1,100 fake U.S. licenses, as well as some Australian, Canadian, and even U.K. licenses. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Show me your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-UNREAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. You do that after you get informed. Nathan Hochman joins me. He is running for Attorney General of the State of California, and again, a tall order. I appreciate him taking this on, and many appreciate him taking this on. And I love your enthusiasm about, you know you can make this happen. It's been a real fight here in the state in getting Republicans in at state level offices. I understand that your challenger, the AG won't debate you. What is that all about?
You know, it's interesting. The Attorney General, the appointed Gavin Newsom man, Rob Bonta, he likes to say in press conferences he's the people's lawyer, yet he's scared of the people. He's scared of actually facing me in live public debates. I've offered him to do three of them. News stations have offered. I said to Rob Bonta if he would debate me in his kitchen after dinner, as long as there was a Zoom camera on so the public could see it live, I was game. He refuses to debate me publicly and live. He basically, I've called him to his face gutless. I've called him scared. I said, look, if you're proud of your record or you're proud of your experience, why wouldn't you want a weekly debate in all 58 of the counties of California? And again, the reason he doesn't want to debate me is obvious. I have 30 years of criminal justice experience as a federal prosecutor going after narcotics traffickers and gang members, a U.S. Assistant Attorney General appointed by President George W. Bush and unanimously confirmed by the U.S. Senate, and a defense attorney. And Rob Bonta has literally zero law enforcement experience. He was an Oakland politician before he took the job of Attorney General as our chief law enforcement officer. I mean, imagine that. Imagine, by analogy, if you were to go in for heart surgery, and right before the heart surgeon opens you up, you say, doctor, how many heart surgeries have you done before? And he said, zero. You say, well, wait a minute, zero? What kind of doctor are you? He says, I'm a dentist. Well, Rob Bonta is a dentist pretending to be a heart surgeon, and I am a 30-year experienced heart surgeon, and you, the folks, are the people of the state of California, are the patient. And what we're operating on is your safety and security. So it's not a shock that someone with no law enforcement background has created a situation where we have violent, exploding violent street crimes, homelessness at an all-time high, human trafficking. Heck, we're the epicenter of human trafficking and fentanyl poisonings that are literally killing 17 Californians a day. So, again, if I had that record, I would be ashamed of it. I wouldn't want to compare that to Nathan Hochman. And if I enacted the most pro-criminal agenda where people get arrested in the morning, get out by the afternoon, and tell the law enforcement officers, I'll see you tomorrow, I wouldn't want to be defending that against Nathan Hochman's pro-victim, pro-law enforcement agenda. So again, Rob Bonta, I challenge you on this show or any show, debate me. Put your record up for challenge, defend it, but I guess you're not going to do that because it is indefensible.
Well, Nathan, let's talk about a couple of these things because, again, people are ignorant to how the process works, how the system works as a whole. The law is a no bail, right? Is a no cash bail kind of system. How do you fix that? How do you, as AG, circumvent that and or change that?
So the law actually used to be no cash bail, but the voters rejected that in a proposition in 2020. So most of the counties of California use the cash bail system. It's still completely legitimate. One county pretty much doesn't. It's L.A. County. And not shockingly, one of the reasons people wanted to recall George Gascon is precisely because people get arrested in the morning and they're out by the afternoon because no bail is set for them. They don't have to come up with a penny before they're released. This is insane. And Rob Bonta could come in as the California Attorney General and fix it tomorrow. He won't, because he's endorsed George Gascon. He's his buddy and his ally. Nathan Hochman has a word for all those people who wanted to recall George Gascon. All hope is not lost. If they vote me in on November 8th, come January 3rd, 2023, I will come into Los Angeles and get rid of George Gascon on any case in which he refuses to do his job. People do not have to wait for 2024 to vote him out. They vote me in, they will effectively end the reign of King George Gascon in Los Angeles.
I like that. And somebody just asked a question. Can you prosecute where Gascon won't? So when somebody's arrested for a crime, you know, we had somebody that was threatened with a knife, for instance. And he doesn't bring the charges that are brought against him, and they let him go with no bail, or they don't bring the charges at all. Can you step in and bring those charges against that person?
100%. As a chief law enforcement officer of the state of California, the attorney general represents at the highest level the people of the state of California. So every criminal case is basically the people of the state of California versus the defendant. Now, the DA usually leads the charge in any one of the 58 counties that a DA exists. But when a DA does not do the job, their boss, the California attorney general, can step in and replace that DA on every single case in which they refuse to do their job. I am vowed to do exactly that if I am voted the California Attorney General.
You know, you brought up fentanyl, and I am almost embarrassed to tell you as a school board member that it just about 4 months ago, I really started to learn how bad it was, how it was affecting us, and how it was killing our kids. If you look today, the area that I live in is one of the areas that has been mostly affected or highly affected by fentanyl. But fentanyl is a national issue. It's an issue that's, you know, coming up, being brought up from the South. California has welcomed in anybody, whether they're, Newsom says, whether you're legal or illegal, your people, come on in. How are you going to fight this? How are you going to slow this down as the Attorney General?
So there's two basic ways that the California Attorney General can lead a fight against fentanyl poisoners. And by the way, the reason I use the word poisoner instead of drug dealer is very important.
Yep.
Because most of the time, almost all the time, the millions of counterfeit pills coming into California, whether they're fake OxyContin, Adderall, Xanax, or Percocet, or whatever, or the weed and the cocaine and the ecstasy that is getting laced with fentanyl, is being done without the user's knowledge. Fentanyl is a cheap, man-made opiate, 50 times stronger than heroin, 100 times stronger than morphine. 2 milligrams will kill you in 2 minutes. Fentanyl is about death. It's peddling death and poison. It's not about getting high. And that's my message to basically fentanyl dealers, that we're going to treat you always as fentanyl murderers and use the harshest penalties we can to stop people from killing people. again, this is not about peddling a drug that's going to get you high. It's literally about peddling a drug that the DEA estimates 4 out of 10 of every one of these counterfeit pills has a lethal dose of fentanyl. And I would couple the enforcement effort with a massive education effort, starting in middle and high schools, students and parents, to let them know that we're dealing with not a new drug, but a new form of poison, that they're young. They get this off of Snapchat, off of the social media. People don't think much about it, but it is an indiscriminate assassin. It doesn't care what race, socioeconomic status, political party, gender, sexual orientation you are. It kills them all. 17 Californians will die today, on average, of fentanyl poisoning. It's one of the things that's the most preventable deaths, and Rob Bonta should be ashamed of himself. Only in the last couple of weeks with this election pending has he woken up to what I've been screaming at him about for over a year. Get off your tush, Rob Bonta, and try to save some lives. And he is going to organize a task force in the future, but he has no qualifications to actually lead it.
No, but you hit a home run with that answer, and I'll tell you why. I thought when we first started talking about fentanyl in the school district, I'm sorry, but I thought it was just another drug. Because, you know, we get with this all the time. Yeah, another drug on the rise. This drug is doing this. This drug is rearing its ugly head again. But the education I got with it, it's not a drug. It's an additive. It's stuff that they try to make look like other drugs. And you're right. And parents aren't aware of this. People aren't aware of this. And so it's killing our kids. And our kids are thinking that they're taking the drug they thought they bought, and they're really not getting it. And I got to tell you something else, though, I'll say about you, is that usually when somebody comes on the show and they're talking about some of these issues like homelessness and fentanyl and drug use and what have you, they're usually just talking points. But you've got real answers so far. I haven't been able to work around anything you give me. You've got real answers, real solutions, and you really want to hit these things. And I think it's great. We got to go for a quick
break.
We'll come back. I want to touch on homelessness and what you really can do to help. And then we're going to talk about your bus tour. So we'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Nathan Hochman. He is a candidate for Attorney General here in California. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855 732-5563. Hop on the chat room. You can ask your questions here. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. All right. I've got, you know, Nathan Hochman on the line with me. He is a candidate for attorney general here in the state of California, born and bred here in California. And, you know, I'm learning a lot, Nathan. Like I said to you, and I meant it sincerely before, a lot of people come on the show, they're running for office, and they have very generic political answers to some of these questions, some of the things they say they're going to do and they can take care of. Now, you haven't done that. You haven't done that to me yet tonight, so I can't even have fun with it. But, you know, we're talking about the homelessness issue before we went to break, and I said, "What, as the AG, what kind of control do you have over homelessness?"
So, great question, and one that every Californian is very, very much concerned about. So here's the analysis. Over 70% of the homeless population suffers from a severe mental illness, substance abuse disorder, basically drug addiction, or both. So if you don't deal with those two problems, you're basically kicking the can down the road and avoiding what is creating a all-time high homeless population. So let's start with severe mental illness. One of the ways of combating that is giving judges a third option in California that they've not had for 40 years. Right now, if a homeless person commits a crime, the judge can put them in jail, which doesn't help their mental illness at all, put them back on the street. We know that's an inhumane, disastrous form of a solution. But they've lacked the third option, which is to basically, under certain conditions, order mandatory mental health treatment for 12 months. It can be renewed for another 12 months.
Wow.
And help these people get back on their feet. What happened recently is that, of all people, Gavin Newsom, either intentionally or because he stumbled upon a good answer, set up something called care courts. And then the reason you should know that these care courts actually are a good idea is that the ACLU and the far left opposed it vociferously. But Gavin Newsom actually instituted these care courts, and what they are is they're giving the judge the third option of going ahead and ordering mandatory mental health treatment for the people who need it most. One of the things that Ronald Reagan used to say, he said there's no limit to the good that you can accomplish if you don't care who gets the credit. And I don't care whether Gavin Newsom, the state legislature, or anybody, it was focused on solutions for safety and security. They want to go ahead and partner with me to actually increase the safety and security of Californians. Come on in. The water's warm. And I'll take that partnership any day of the week. But let me show you where Gavin Newsom completely failed Californians. The second half of that equation, drug addiction. About a year and a half ago, on his desk was a bill that passed the state assembly 65-1, and it was going to do for drug addiction what the care court just did for mental illness. In other words, give judges a third option to not put someone in jail, not put them back on the street, but to order substance abuse treatment for the people who are in dire need of it. Gavin Newsom vetoed that bill. I couldn't believe it. Actually, even the Democrats and independents who supported it couldn't believe it. And he was so stupid to consign people with drug addiction to the street without any help.
Nate,
so I would immediately,
what was
if I was a California Attorney General, his reasoning was it was asinine. His reason was that you can't kick a drug addiction unless you voluntarily check yourself in for an 18-month program. Well, here's what's happening. Because they got rid of the state prison sentence that used to go along with drug possession, in fact, that was what drove people into those diversion programs in the first place. There's no incentive for someone with a chronic drug abuse program to just voluntarily agree to a very rigorous 18-month program that is going to help them deal with their drug addiction. He's an idiot if he thinks that these folks would voluntarily do that. The reason I know he's an idiot is because all the scientific studies and 65-1 of the state assembly basically said, Gavin Newsom, this is the right suggestion. Nathan Hochman backed that, and Gavin Newsom vetoed it. Stupid move. So again, smart move, mental health treatment, idiotic move when it came to the substance abuse part of the equation. And if I'm the California Attorney General, on day one, I'm going to bring my independent voice to fight Gavin Newsom on this issue, get substance abuse treatment for the people who need it, and go after the causes of chronic homelessness rather than just kick the can down the road to the next attorney general or governor to deal with.
Does this mean we would have to reopen or reinstitute these mental health hospitals?
There's already plenty of money. You don't need to reinstitute the big state mental health institutions. What happened when those closed down 40 years is money was supposed to be put in the various communities to create beds in each one of the communities. Some of that money has gone to the communities. Most of it is not. Supposedly, Gavin Newsom is redirecting a whole bunch of money to create beds for mental illness patients to actually have. And again, equal amounts of money need to be created for substance abuse treatment patients as well if we ever want to kick or get our hands around the homeless problem.
You know, let me move on to another question. You surprised me with the answer during the break, which is, you know, Newsom has just said he's going to extend the state of emergency through about February of 2023 for COVID-19. I do know that there were many legislators that wanted to take this power away from him, but they were afraid to, and nobody ever challenged him. Could the AG challenge him on something like this?
Absolutely. The thing about having a Republican AG like myself is that I would bring an independent voice, maybe the only independent voice to Sacramento. And if Governor Newsom wants to declare an emergency at the very beginning of COVID, probably wouldn't challenge it. We didn't know very much about the disease. We didn't have a vaccine. And it was a state of emergency. But over 2 years later, come on, Governor Newsom, there is no justification to call it a continuing emergency other than the fact that it gives you almost unilateral dictatorial authority so you don't have to go back to the state legislature to pass anything dealing with COVID. With the sweep of your pen, you can institute regulations that normally would have to go through the legislative process.
Right.
So again, I think that unless Governor Newsom comes up with some magical reason why an emergency still exists, so much so that he can keep leaving the state and yet an emergency exists, I would fight him on that designation all the way through the court system.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. All right, so you've got a bus trip going on, and this is how you're getting your message. I'm sure you're hitting a lot of the, I'd like to say, the smaller cities and towns. Or people think that California is made up of San Francisco, Oakland, and Los Angeles, but there's a lot of little towns in between those cities. How is your bus trip going?
You know, it's going great. We are hitting as many of the 58 counties throughout California, the smallest cities to the biggest cities as we can. You know, I've met with the Vietnamese Americans, Chinese Americans, Korean Americans, Japanese Americans. I've met with the Sikh communities, the religious communities, Jewish communities, Christian communities, Muslim communities. Again, rural communities, big city communities. The state is an amazing state. It is, in my view, the best state in the United States, par none. But we have let this golden state get brown and tarnished. The safety and security in this state used to be, in 2014, one of the best in the last 50 years. And with weakened laws and weakened prosecutors, it has literally gone over the cliff. So much so that we lost a congressional seat.
That's right. You're correct.
For the first time in 150 years, because more people are moving out of this state than moving in. I can't check all the problems of California. I can absolutely will tackle those and bring back an independent voice that puts victims first over criminals, that partners with the police, that seeks to actually fund police departments and ensures that all crimes have proportionate consequences. The title of my bus tour is Experience Matters, Stop the Spiral of Lawlessness, where one person can go into a store, steal just under $950 without consequences, leading to 3 people running out of a CVS, 10 people running out of a Walgreens, 80 people running out of a Nordstrom's, 100 people doing smash-and-grab robberies in an L.A. 7-Eleven. You've got follow-home robberies and a double-digit rise of homicides. We need to stop the spiral of lawlessness and bring back a spiral of lawfulness that brings back accountability into the equation. But we need someone with 30 years' experience of criminal justice experience like myself, as a federal prosecutor, a U.S. Assistant Attorney General, and a defense attorney, versus the 0 years experience of my opponent, the Democrat, Rob Bonta.
All right, so how can people help you? You've got about a minute left. Tell them how they can, you know, get to your website, help you, and what they can do to help you succeed.
We are raising an unprecedented amount of money and can raise more money to keep our ads on the air and expand them. My website is www.NathanHochman, spelled NathanHochman.com. Please go to the website. You can donate generously, which will help us get our message out, because our polling shows that if voters are voting on their safety and security and which of the candidates is going to keep them and their families safe and secure for the next 4 years, I win that race. So if I get my message out, I win that race. If I can use your funds to help get that message out, then thank you very much for your advance.
Well, Nathan, you get about 6 votes in my house tonight. Let me tell you what, and I hope you win. We need a guy like you. We need to turn this state around. God bless. Keep trucking forward. Joe Mazzini, your host.
Thank you very much.
Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.